This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. President Barack Obama has said we're in the middle of the worst crisis since the Great Depression. Author Liaquat Ahmed's new book goes back further to examine the global financial situation in the years following World War I. That's when four men, the heads of the central banks of England, France, and Germany, and their equivalent in the United States, reconstructed international financial systems. Liaquat Ahmed's book is called Lords of Finance, but the author calls the bankers the men who broke the world.
They all subscribe to the idea, which, and they weren't unusual in this, everyone did, that currencies all had to be tied to gold. That the only way to prevent a recurrence of inflation of the sort that we'd had during World War I was to tie currencies rigidly to gold.
Explain how that works. I mean, if you can briefly, explain how the gold standard works.
Essentially, the central bank holds gold for every dollar of currency it issues. The public has the right to take its dollar of currency and go to the central bank and demand a little piece of gold. And the view is that acts as a disciplining force on how much money the central bank can print. That's the way it's supposed to work. After World War I, there wasn't enough gold in the world. If you took all the gold that had been mined in the world since antiquity, it would have fitted into a medium-sized townhouse. It only really works as a way of managing a global economy if gold supplies keep increasing. Gold production collapsed during World War I. The economies expanded. Prices went up. And so it was like trying to put the world back into a sort of monetary straitjacket.
Are there comparable lords of finance today?
There is no question that economic policy is remarkably concentrated in a small number of hands, in part because it's sort of inherently so. It's very hard for Congress to effectively understand what's going on and effectively police what these central bankers and Treasury officials do. I do think the pendulum swung too far in favor of putting so much authority in the hands of a small number of men. We're in a comparable era.
Is it fair to compare the current economic crisis to the Great Depression?
Oh, the similarities are eerie. Both began with a bubble. Both bubbles were caused, in my view, by mistakes in Federal Reserve policy. When both bubbles burst, they eventually led to a banking crisis. That time, it was a run on commercial banks, and you had lines of people standing outside banks trying to pull their money out. This time it was in what has come to be known as the shadow banking system, things like money market funds, special purpose investment vehicles, and it was a digital run. People pulled their money out with a click of a mouse. I think there the similarities stop, because the great advantage of the Great Depression from our point of view is we now know what not to do.
So what are the lessons that should be heeded?
The lessons that we've learned are, one, you do not let your banking system collapse. Secondly, you do not crucify your economy on a cross of gold. Or, put in modern terms, you don't try and protect your currency. Thirdly, you let the budget deficit expand. Even Roosevelt was sort of obsessed by controlling the budget deficit, whereas this last fiscal stimulus package represents 6% of GDP. The problem of the Great Depression was we didn't understand the economy. It was a failure of intellectual will. The danger this time might be a failure of political will in two respects. To bail out the banks is going to cost a lot of money. And the American public are so angry that they are not at the moment willing to sign a blank check to bail out the banking system. And the danger is that Congress or this administration balks at asking the American public to sign that check.
How does one then encourage the political will of a people who feel as if they have paid for the excesses of the financial system over the past 10 years?
Roosevelt did it very well by being completely honest with the American people. not glossing over the situation. And it was remarkable how, by actually telling the truth, he inspired confidence. President Obama is trying to do that, and I hope he continues.
You think he'll succeed?
Yes.
Liaquat Ahmed is the author of Lords of Finance, The Bankers Who Broke the World, published by the Penguin Press. He joined us in our Washington studio. Thanks for coming in. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, Leanne.
And you can read an excerpt of Liaquat Ahmed's Lords of Finance on our website, npr.org.